In this bulletin, Israel reportedly kills 11 members of one family in an airstrike on Gaza City. Fallout after Barnaby Joyce quits the Nationals and in football. And Postecoglou sacked as Nottingham Forest manager. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. The Israeli military has reportedly killed 11 members of one family in Gaza, including two women and seven children, in another apparent breach of the ceasefire. Gaza's Civil Defence Service says the family's vehicle was targeted and destroyed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City shortly after it crossed the so-called Yellow Line, marking areas of Israeli military control under the first phase of a new peace plan. The Israeli military did not comment on the incident, while Hamas again accused Israel of violating the ceasefire, alleging 28 people have now been killed since the truce began. The Israeli Defense Forces have repeatedly denied breaching the ceasefire, claiming in some instances Palestinians ignored warnings not to approach and soldiers were forced to remove what they call a perceived threat. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Barnaby Joyce's decision to quit the Nationals Party shows more disunity and chaos amid the coalition. The former Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister has also announced he won't be contesting his seat of New England in the next election, citing an irreparably damaged relationship with the Nationals. The Treasurer says it's not a good look for the federal opposition, who are attempting to project a sense of unity and calm after a bruising defeat in the May federal election.
I'm told that Barnaby Joyce is considering leaving the coalition. You know the coalition is bad if not even Barnaby Joyce wants to be part of it. And I think what all of this internal disunity shows is that the coalition hasn't changed a bit. They haven't learned a thing. They are more divisive and more divided than ever.
Huge crowds of protesters have taken to the streets in all 50 US states to voice their outrage over President Donald Trump's hardline policies. Demonstrators at the No Kings rallies are protesting against the US administration's recent strong-arm tactics, including the deployment of troops to US cities, attacks on the media, and the prosecution of political opponents. Coast to coast, more than 2,700 protests are planned, with organizers saying they expect millions to attend. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders spoke at a rally in Washington, D.C., where he warned of the threats facing U.S. democracy.
It is in danger when we have a president who sues and intimidates the media, who wants no criticism of him and his policies, and who undermines the First Amendment of our Constitution, the very foundation of American democracy.
So far, the White House response to the protests has been muted. The final preparations are being made for Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights. In New Delhi, volunteers lit oil lamps along the path of India Gate, a war memorial, symbolising the victory of light over darkness and marking the return of Hindu god Rama. Diwali is typically celebrated by socialising, watching fireworks and exchanging gifts. After concerns about air pollution saw fireworks banned in some Indian states, the Supreme Court has now permitted the sale of firecrackers that are deemed more environmentally friendly. Shopkeeper Mustafa says the so-called green firecrackers emit 20 to 30% less than conventional ones, but they're not very popular.
The demand is low. The conventional firecrackers are usually in demand, but that's been banned by the government, so we're not selling those.
In sport, Australian football manager Ange Postecoglou has been sacked by Nottingham Forest just 39 days after being appointed. The 3-0 home defeat by Chelsea in the English Premier League left him without a win in 8 matches. The 60-year-old is now the shortest-serving permanent Premier League manager. It was the Australian's first job since being fired by Tottenham at the end of last season, despite leading Spurs to the Europa League trophy. I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.